Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a traveling man? I'm a traveling man. Made a lot of stops all over the world. Are you stuck in traffic right now? Did you decide you wanted to head home early? Or maybe you're celebrating Thanksgiving later than the rest of the world, whatever it is, or the rest of the American or United States citizens, and not the Thanksgiving celebrations in other countries don't necessarily have to coordinate or be in line with ours. But this is the Friday after Thanksgiving. In case you've eaten a lot or had a lot to drink or smoked pot or whatever it is that you do. Can you imagine? I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Going through it all.
Let's take a puff of a piece of pot. That's not what they call it. It's a toke. What do they call when you have some pot? Why do they take it? You take a little puff? Or, huh? It was a toke. There's a song called One Toke Over the Line. I think it's about smoking pot. I think it is, anyway. All right, so what do I know about it? Not much, as a matter of fact.
And we just proved a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Okay, so let's get started in this hour. It's the 25th. Yesterday was the 24th. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. Ah, that's what it is.
One month, and then Christmas Day.
Yep. It's beginning to look a lot. So safe now to talk about Christmas, I think. You know, you look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. And there are things that happen on Thanksgiving. The parade seems to be like the opening gate. Don't you think that Macy's parade or whatever other parade?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's still a lot of people who are like, November 1st, it's done. Decorations are up. Let's do this. But then with the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, it's kind of like that unofficial kickoff for a lot more people, especially when Santa ends the whole show.
Right. That's it. Exactly. There's Flanta. There's Santa flying around in his orb. That's very cool. The situation in the good news department is actually very good for sharks. If you're a shark, you're going to love this story. As a matter of fact, there are a million reasons to like this. Sharks can be saved from fishing hooks because there's a new pulsing device on the market. And so, you know, the problem with sharks being caught on fishing hooks, there is this invention that acts like a car's hazard lights, in fact. A little button on the dashboard, triangle. Whoop. It's called Shark Guard. I feel like I'm doing an infomercial right now. But wait, there's more. The device fits.
Now get a second one half off.
Exactly. Yes. And a free shark comes along with it. The device fits into the long lines that are used by fishermen. Creates an electrical field around a baited hook. Sharks and other, like stingrays, they pick up on this sort of thing. They have electroreceptors. Wow. I'd like to have one of these in my home. Tests have shown it reduces the catch of these animals by 91%. Or actually, 91% for sharks, 71% for rays. Sharks don't get the conservation attention that they deserve because they're sharks, right? It's like lawyers. They don't get the attention they deserve either because they're just like sharks, sharks and lawyers.
Like, oh, they can handle themselves.
That's right. The inventors say this technology will reverse the dramatic decline of endangered sharks around the world. The main implication here is that commercial longline fishing will continue, but it won't always result in the catch of sharks and rays. This is Dr. Robert Enver, who is the main cook, the chief and bottle washer at Fishtech Marine, producers of Shark Guard. Long line. This is really, it's interesting, but it's for a limited audience, right? What does it do for tuna? There are a lot of tuna that get caught this way, too, right? With hooks in their mouth?
People mean to catch tuna.
Well, shark meat supposedly is good. I've never tasted it. Have you?
I've had it
taste like chicken.
Many, many years ago, and I can't recall what it tasted like, but I do believe I liked it.
Yeah, really. But so there are a couple of fishing boats, had a bunch of long lines on a bunch of different trips, and they have used 18,000 of these hooks so far. And in doing so, they became part of the research. The research found that Shark Guard significantly reduces the number of blue sharks and stingrays caught in comparison to the standard control hook. So for those of you who are looking for sharks, make sure that you buy a Shark Guard and get a few extras just in case. All right? This is how expensive are these things? What, $20,000? Ooh-wee.
Good grief.
Oh, no, if you buy 2,000, wait a minute, the deal is there's more. 2,000 hooks, $20,000. So if you only buy one, it's going to cost you
$1,000. Is this for, like, big market fishing, not just your local deep sea
fishing person? Yeah, well, this is only certain areas of the world. Well, we're having more and more. They say that there are certain sharks that are endangered. I don't see that around the coast of the United States. We saw more shark stuff this past summer than I think we've ever seen that I can remember.
It seemed like a lot of shark and a lot of alligator crocodile situations.
Yes, right. So maybe we should put them both in the same tank and see who wins. Right? Put a bunch of alligators and sharks in a tank together. And who do you think? That would be a good movie. Be better than Aliens and... what was the other? Aliens and...
Predator.
Predator,
and then there was
yeah.
Sharknado. I feel like what a really good movie would be if somebody crossbred them.
And crossbred
them. Like these massive shark, crocodile, alligator monsters roaming the world. That would be a pretty intense movie.
There you go.
In the water and on the land.
Okay, that's a wonderful way for us to start this hour of the Good Day program. Friday the 25th, there are a number of parents' groups that are concerned about key medication for children, the stuff that's every day being used to treat colds and flu, that sort of stuff. Apparently, they can't be made and restocked, these products, as fast as they're being used. There are a lot of people who are concerned about, what is it, RSV, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a respiratory situation. You have flu, you have colds, and for some reason, there's a shortage of children's Tylenol and Motrin and Advil and all of that.
There have been a number of shortages. With these ads, if you listen to the radio or this program, watch television, you see all these ads for all these various drugs. So with all of this production, with all this focus on drugs, how come there's a shortage of basic things like amoxicillin, right? Tylenol, Motrin, Advil, all in short supply. So this is something that's been going on for a few months. Moms filling their medicine cabinets now. There's a lady who...
Like sometimes when there is a shortage happening or a threat of a shortage, consumer interest ends up making it happen faster because then everybody really stocks up. And if people were to just buy as they normally would, there wouldn't be such an issue, but then people start hoarding these things. It's like whenever there's a threat of, oh, there's going to be a gas shortage. Well, then the gas shortage happens because then everybody's trying to hurry up and go get gas in a way that they normally just wouldn't.
Would not.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, in fact. You saw that happen in the grocery stores as the pandemic got started. That's why we didn't have enough food. People were buying stuff, no toilet paper. That sort of thing, right? Because everybody was buying, because the news media scaring the hell out of everybody.
And then you have
in some cases
people buying so much all at once rather than buying how you normally would buy these products.
So what's the solution here to this? Just get the medicine cabinets filled a little slower, or having the people that own these companies make more product? Or, here's the conspiratorialist in me, It's practical for them to not have enough on the shelves so that there's more demand so they can jack up the price. That's what they do with gasoline, right? That's what any commodity. If it's in short supply, people pay more money. And if it's an artificial shortness of supply, That's what's happened. The gasoline prices of the past year or two have been a complete result of you being gouged. Not that we had a shortage, although a lot of people wanted to blame Joe Biden because we have less in our reserves. He's not, you know, he sold some. And I suppose there's something to this, because the government, our government, allowed the sale of petroleum that we need to countries that aren't necessarily our friends. Why we do that, God only knows. Mm-hmm. What's the story behind the story when it comes to that sort of thing? See, that's why people become so cynical about government or about big corporations, because they do this sort of thing, and many times nobody catches them on it, and they get away with it. And you and I get it in the shorts. That's, you know, kind of what happens here. The World Cup, you keeping up with that?
U.S. plays England today.
Mm-hmm. Apparently there is a lack of toilets in the wherever they've been. This is especially in Qatar. I wonder if I pronounced that right. Qatar?
Mm-hmm. Qatar. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the people that are going, traveling to the World Cup, outraged, complaining about the lack of amenities in all these fan villages. And so they're not meeting the required standards. So people say, okay, I want my money back. How would you, can you imagine going around the world? And I just can't get that excited about the World Cup. But as Uri Geller told us yesterday, everybody's all excited about it. Here's what I'm excited about: getting new wiper blades from O'Reilly. If your blades are skipping or squeaking, do not compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's coming to the right time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. They'll even install your wiper blades. Say it again, Doug. Blades, free of charge. Check it out at O'Reilly Auto Parts, O'ReillyAuto.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
The Lumistella Company partners with Santa and the Scout Elves in offering one-of-a-kind joyful family moments at Christmas time. From the elf on the shelf to elf pets and elf mates, these family traditions are simple and timeless and have been creating lasting memories for families all over the world. From books to Claus Couture elf clothing to special Insta-moment pop-up elf scenes and family games, we celebrate merry moments with you and your loved ones to create memories that will last a lifetime. And everyone has an elf on the shelf story, like this elf on the shelf family tradition.
What I really like about the elf on the shelf tradition is how it gets my kids focused on family connections and kindness. It's such a sweet and affirming book, but it also helps me get them in bed on time as well.
Celebrate merry moments with the Lumistella Company this season. Visit elfontheshelf.com for games, elf ideas, crafts, and more. That's elfontheshelf.com. The Lumistella Company is home to the best-selling holiday tradition, the Elf on the Shelf. And this holiday season, Santa knows that Magifreeze clothing gives Scout Elves all-day standing power to create elf scenes that rise above the rest. Brand new this year is the Rainbow Snow Pixie Magifreeze with magical standing power. Just for Scout Elves who love flights of fancy, especially when they're glittery and filled with rainbows. Visit elfontheshelf.com for games, elf ideas, crafts, and more.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Friday after Thanksgiving on the DJ and the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here to celebrate the day after. It's Black Friday. What a horrible name for a day. I'm going to talk about it, though, in a little while. Some gadgets to be kind of fun as we think about moving ahead. If you haven't bought all of the stuff yet, buying before Thanksgiving takes all the fun out of it, it seems to me. At any rate, that's not for now. Right now, I want us to spend some time on Mariah Carey, the self-anointed Queen of Christmas, performed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade yesterday. And apparently, the social media folks are all worked up, having a field day with the performance. We'll find out why that might be the case from the lovely Jay Kirshner after this. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Yes, right now you have in your mind the image from that movie for the young kid that's out there. What's the name of that movie that everybody loves?
Oh, Love Actually.
Love Actually, that's it, right, exactly. All right, so the Queen of Christmas got it in the shorts kind of yesterday because she was singing this song in the parade. And people were upset because she wasn't moving. Is that really the reason?
That's not what she's known for anymore. She kind of pretty much just stands there. She might strut around a little bit. Maybe one of her dancers will have her do a spin and take a dip. And she lip syncs. But also, when it comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, most people are, given the elements, and you're on, you know.
It's cold sometimes.
Yeah, and it's also not just a parade, but it's a televised situation. This is... People want to make sure it's all good. So a lot of people do tend to lip sync, and Mariah Carey is known for sometimes having issues with lip syncing when, what was it, in New Year's, when there was something that happened and her vocals went down and she just kind of like walked around and looked confused and had some commentary where she was like, well, I wanted to be on vacation. I wanted a break. Don't I get a break too? Even though she was hired and agreed to be there.
Oh, come on. Get a break.
Yeah. But some people were like, hey, we look forward to this. We know that she's not going to do much, but all of her dancers around her and we like the song regardless, all of that. But people were also coming for Paula Abdul. I don't know if you saw her performance. Again, it was another lip syncing one, but it was like she forgot she was lip syncing. And a few times she stopped singing or moving her mouth along with the lyrics.
So she could listen too.
Yeah, and she had this pretty awkward tap number. It was like a dance break where she tapped, but her feet, it was like lip syncing for tap, and her feet didn't really go with what was happening.
People need to get a life.
Exactly, and just enjoy it for the sake of enjoying it.
Exactly.
Come on.
All right, this is what I'm doing with that story. We got to take care of that. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you find another doctor? You bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in a human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said that he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. A 31-year-old woman was found deceased at Zion National Park in Utah after her husband reported the couple experienced symptoms of hypothermia in the park on Tuesday. He went to look for help, but by the time they returned, it was too late. Heavy rain and urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans today. The same storm will also deliver much snow on parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
This week on RPER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I see one more thing about Black Friday. That's really kind of silly. Everything you need to know about Black Friday, right? I've got 12 different emails looking at it.
The ads are really aggressive this year because they're coming at us from every angle. You have text messages, emails, social media sponsored posts being targeted towards everybody. Yep. It's a lot.
Yep, it is. So I have a list of things that perhaps would make perfect gifts, at least something to think about. We'll go through those after we celebrate National Flossing Day. Today, November 25th, celebrating the fourth Friday in November, which obviously is connected to Thanksgiving because you got all that turkey stuck in your teeth. Ugly. And spinach stuck in your teeth. Oh,
it's always the green stuff. It's always the healthy stuff that gets
right.
It's just...
Yep. So what do you think was the first dental floss? Want to take a guess? You probably
know. Well,
I know
the answer to this one.
Yes, I know.
What a guess.
Right.
It was, when you think about it, it's gross.
Pretty gross. Right. The first flossers used horse hair to clean their teeth. How about that? You think it's that plastic stuff that comes in the container? No. Back to Georgie the Wash's time, he used horsehair on the teeth that came from the slaves that they stuck in his mouth. Oh, how the wood thing. Yeah, you know, you reminded me of something yesterday when we were talking about George Washington, excuse me, and the corn getting stuck in his teeth. And I said it was his wooden chops. Well, that's what I learned. That's what I was told in history class back in junior high school. But as so many other things.
The truth was a little bit too traumatizing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going to tell him.
Apparently, the quote-unquote they thought.
Right, exactly. So we have to thank for all this Dr. Levi Speer Parmley, who was a New Orleans dentist back in the early 1800s. He created the earliest iteration of what we use now, modern dental floss. This will be something we'll have a quiz on this on Monday, so make sure you're listening carefully, either to this or to our Good Day download, right? He figured out to take a piece of silk thread and put some wax on it, and then he was telling his, he was a dentist, he told his patients to clean their teeth and get between your teeth. As we all know, that's where the cavities start. And it's because the food is lodged up in there. You can't get it really by brushing, even if you use an electric toothbrush. Use an electric toothbrush or use a regular toothbrush?
I do. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Good for your gums.
And one of the things,
gums.
And I only learned this within the last maybe year and a half. Yeah. I used to brush my teeth and then floss. You're supposed to reverse that. You're
before.
Supposed to floss first and then brush your teeth.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the thread became available because it was used in tailoring. And then Dr. Parmley wrote a dental book called A Practical Guide to Management of Teeth. And in that book, he recommended brushing twice a day and flossing once a day at least. This is back in 1815, by the way. And then fast forward to 1882, the Codman and Shirtliff Company began producing unwaxed silk floss. It was marketed, in fact, as dental floss. And then in 1898, Johnson & Johnson patented the idea of making and selling dental floss. They had all types of waxed and unwaxed floss at that time. They were using the same silk material as you are. At the time, I don't think they use that for surgery to stitch you up now. The stuff they use now is supposed to go away in a few days, right? Isn't that what
it dissolves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So back in...
something that really needs the thick stuff, that then you have to go back to the doctor so they can pull it out.
Mm-hmm. And is this too much information, or do you think people are interested? I would think. For no other good reason than to remind you that brushing your teeth at least twice a day is very important, says Dr. Doug, who practices without a license. But any good doctor worth his or her salt is going to tell you that brushing, the more often you brush, the better it is for tooth decay and all kinds of other stuff. And the flossing thing, did you know there was actually, who knew, there was a National Flossing Council now. And they're the ones who came up with this flossing day. But this, there ought to be a lot of attention. Let's see, what's the next thing? Flossing becomes expensive because of the war. Yeah, there was a lot of silk that was used, so flossing became prohibitive. There were people who used toothpicks. You ever see people, you know, cleaning up between their teeth with a toothpick?
Yeah, a lot of people use the toothpicks. If you go to a restaurant, they used to have the individually wrapped toothpicks to grab.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's something about that that seems a little gross. But anyway, so flossing day is here, and make sure you're teaching your children and grandchildren about flossing, please. Here's some good news for those of you who are thinking, what do I give, what do I do? I have a list of some things that I'm going to suggest to you that might be cool to give, but one of the things that seems to me to be the most practical thing is giving money to organizations, to people, and trying to alleviate situations that are bad. So here's the story of Patrick Carroll, who's a big-time business guy. He's giving back this holiday season. He bought $100,000 worth of sneakers to give to children who have been affected by Hurricane Nicole. You remember, that was just earlier this month, right? Mm-hmm. So this fellow lives in Tampa, And he partnered with the Boys and Girls Club there to give away all these sneakers. There's no better feeling than seeing how excited and proud these youngsters are when they get a new pair of really cool sneakers, says Patrick Carroll. They're surprised but happy at the same time. Yeah, that's a pretty... You got to make sure that, like...
He's a father to young children who play sports, and so it was like he could relate to children not only need shoes, but they need comfortable shoes. They need shoes that they can be active in, and he ran with that.
Yep. He bought 600 pair of high-end sneakers. Let's see here. I'm seeing some other... Because, as you pointed out, he knew how to buy these things. His youngsters are wearing them. And just here we go. Help yourself. How are they distributing these, though, is the question. How are they, and is he going to continue? 600 is a great gift. Spending 100 grand is a great thing. But I'm sure there are more who are in need. So maybe there's a GoFundMe page that could be started by somebody. Maybe this guy, Carol. Get people to kick in. Because there's no greater gift.
And they can broaden it. Because right now it's for the Boys and Girls Club, members of Boys and Girls Club in Tampa.
Yeah,
so anybody, with that, they can get this. But yeah, to see it grow and get some more kids, more children, that would be so wonderful.
Exactly. So there's an idea. I'm gonna between now and Christmas, because I think, as I've said before, the idea of buying before Christmas, it just seems to take the starch out of it. It's now is the time. And maybe you're not all worked up about Black Friday deals and you just want to know what's going on, because now we're in the holiday season and you know what that means. There are people who are trying to come up with things. So I have a couple of gadgets that are under $60 that I'm going to suggest to you. They are things that I have found and am interested in. Mostly I have spent more time buying things for my grandson Miles. It's too early to buy things for Jasper because he doesn't, you know, you give him money for his college fund or something. But it's too. Miles is just right. And here's what they call the Starscope monocular. Not a buy, but a mono. It's selling out, though. You got to work at it. And they are available if you go online. I think they're at certain department stores as well. Look for them. They're called Starscope monoculars. They're $49. What a perfect gift for somebody who's 7 or 8 and getting curious about what's in the sky. Talk about the stars in the sky and get them interested in the trips to the moon and that sort of thing, right? And then there are the drones.
A lot of kids are so fascinated by that. They love telescopes.
My grandson loves this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. All right, there's a foldable drone that's available that you can buy now. It's called the Blackbird 4K drone. And it's available also, I think it's $47. It's something you put in your hand, and yet it operates. It's, you know, you can capture selfies and shots. You know, you want pictures of the house. You want pictures of, you want to spy on somebody. Help yourself to that one. Yeah, right, exactly. There's a new $49 smartwatch that's on the market as well. What are the old, it's by CoreTrack, CoreTrak. Now.
Okay, it almost sounds like kind of what the original Fitbit was supposed to be.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I got the boomerang ball is something I got last year for Miles. Have you ever seen one of those? Very cool.
Boomerang ball. What is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
You hold it. Has an energy.
Kind of like a boomerang?
Yeah. You hold it in your sort of the palm of your hand, in a sense. It's not really in the palm of your hand because it doesn't touch your hand, but you move it around. The energy reflects or is deflected off of your hand, and the thing just moves around. I got one of these for Miles last year. I remember playing with it more than he did at the beginning. Anyway, it's, yeah. So the one caution I have here as I look at some of these things, if it's made in China, don't buy it. How many people are thinking consciously of the origin of whatever it is they're buying? Whether it's a tool, a toy, something practical, if it's made in China, I will not buy it. And so I look at some of these things. I did. The problem is that a lot of the lists that you see around, a lot of the suggestions, things that will encourage you to go buy, 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 they don't tell you where the stuff is made.
Yeah, until you get it. Most of them are. And I feel like a lot of people, myself included, I try to buy American-made, and that's not always an option. But even if it's made somewhere else in the world, just not China, I feel like that's still a win.
Yeah. Sad news about that hiker in New Hampshire, Emily Sotelo, I think it was her name, S-O-T-E-L-O, Sotelo. Mm. She left on a hike on Sunday. She was up in the mountains of New Hampshire. Apparently the high winds, the cold temperature, the blowing snow caught her, and her body was found yesterday.
Yeah.
All by yourself. You don't go on a hike. The lesson there is you don't do that by yourself. You just don't. You don't take off. Remember, was it Monday or, yeah, it was Monday of this past week. We were talking about the woman who's walking across the South Pole, 1,100 miles.
And while it's an incredible feat and admirable and encouraging and all of that, it is still, the thought that came to our heads was, but what if you get hurt?
Yeah.
Like, people get hurt all the time on these kind of things. You twist a knee, you twist your ankle, something like that. And if she is truly alone, I'm assuming she has the equipment that she needs to radio for help. She could.
Right, yeah.
But still.
Yeah. Anyway, the deals you think I just saw that and I wanted to bring everybody up to date on it. Black Friday deals, they may be better than what you can get in the main, but they are still, in most cases, 10 to 14% higher this year than they were last year for the same thing. So you're going to spend more money and more dough. 48 after here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is your Farm Food and Family Report. Jay Kirshner and I going through, combing through information that affects most people. Here are the Weiss Markets issuing an allergy alert for premium sea salt and caramel ripple ice cream because of some soy content, coconut content. This is pretty much on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Potential
allergens.
Right, yeah. There are 108 different products that may contain undeclared soy and coconut allergens. So if you've got an allergy or severe sensitivity to soy, coconut, that sort of thing, you run the risk of serious allergic reactions, in some cases life-threatening reactions. They were distributed to Weiss Markets in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and West Virginia. Call Weiss Quality Sea Salt Caramel Ripple Ice Cream, which normally would be pretty yummy. That was one of the things I distributed to my friends and people who had invited me for Thanksgiving yesterday. I usually bring 4 or 5 quarts of ice cream from the farm. And so the sea salt caramel ice cream that I have was the most popular. It's very popular. People love it. So at any rate, if you have any of this from Weiss, any ice cream, I wouldn't, whatever the problem is, it may not be limited. You don't know that. bring it back and get your money back to any stores. Weiss Markets, the Mid-Atlantic food retailer, they have 197 stores in all of these states. So bring the ice cream back and get your money back. That's what we always, always, always recommend. Okay, So there's a new way. I visited my friend, my partner in the development business. He invited me over. So I went in, and he wanted me to have some mashed potatoes that he made, and he hadn't peeled the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about that and the ramifications of mashing potatoes without peeling right after this.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here it is. This is the straight scoop or the skinny on not peeling the potatoes before you cook them and mash them. People seem to peel them, they cube them, and then they mash them, mm-hmm. right? But there's a hack that has gone viral about mashing potatoes. Did you pay attention to this? You make any potatoes for Thanksgiving?
My potato guy. He does. So he will skin them, he will cube them, he will boil them, do all the other stuff, and then when they're done being boiled, that's when he mashes and adds other things to it. But this whole thing, because it does take a lot of time to skin the potatoes, but apparently cooked potatoes, the skin comes off a lot easier if you take one of those cookie cooling trays that has the like the holes or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And you smash it, and then yeah. it kind of smashes the potato. You can pull the skin off. But I also saw another one going around. It looks like, of course, these potatoes are hot, so you have to be careful. But if you boil a whole potato and then you pull it out, you cut around the edge, not all the way through, but you just cut around the edge, then you can pull the skin off.
Wow.
Really easily.
This thing, this viral video has had 690,000 mm-hmm. views.
Everyone
and 33,000 likes. You like cooking hacks?
Oh, everyone loves a good cooking hack. If you something that makes more sense, the whole work smarter, not harder,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't like that?
So people use this for eggs, apparently, too, right? This same in avocados, guacamole. I was going to say guacamole. Guacamole. So the idea is kind of universal. There it is, helping you in the kitchen here with our Farm, Food, and Family segment on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.